Dan, let's start with you about sort of setting the stage for what the environment is for public companies in the U.S. that are not exchange listed.
Sure, and that's a pretty big group of companies. I mean, I know a lot of what is being talked about today is focused on capital raising and methods of capital raising. I know from the companies that we talk to, investors are focused on what's going to happen after the capital raise. Where is that liquidity going to come from? How am I going to be able to monetize that security I just purchased? And how am I going to be able to continue to receive information about the company I just invested in? Obviously, the traditional stock exchange route is the most common and most well-known. But for a lot of companies, and I think the last panel touched on this as well, through operation of the securities laws, the stock gets traded away from the exchanges, over the counter. And that's where my company comes in and what I want to focus on a little bit. The over-the-counter market in the U.S. Right now is really made up of two entities. It's the marketplaces operated by OTC Markets Group, and it's the over-the-counter bulletin board operated by FINRA, by the regulator. When I've spoken about the over-the-counter market, the piece of information that gets one of the biggest reactions is the statistic that about 99% of the priced quotes in over-the-counter securities are on the OTC Markets Group platform. The OTC bulletin board, for most intents and purposes, is no longer really a viable trading platform. There's not a lot of magic to it. I think Len can speak to it from the market maker side. We've been able to offer through our trading platform, our OTC Link ATS, which is a registered alternative trading system with the SEC, been able to offer some more services to broker-dealers, and that's why the quotes have come our way.